Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Change Radio News. Today is Tuesday, 6 January 2026. The news is read by Divine Nambira. Here are the news headlines. Villagers raise concerns over new levy. Suspected Guruwe serial killer appears in court on 19 murder charges. And Honorable Sisiba criticizes government's digital services tax proposal. And now for the news in detail. Villagers in several rural districts have raised concerns over a new per capita development levy, which requires every rural resident, including infants, to pay between $1 and $5. Residents say the levy, introduced late last year, has replaced the per household system and is being enforced through intimidation by some village heads and councillors, with threats of exclusion from food aid and other services. The move has sparked resistance in areas such as Chikomba, where a traditional leader reportedly blocked collections, describing the levy as exploitative. Rural district councils maintain the charge is legal, but villagers argue there is no visible development, saying the levy has worsened poverty in already struggling communities. Suspected Guruwe serial killer Enimo Zwitsha appeared before the Harare Magistrates Court yesterday, facing 12 serious charges. Zwitsha is charged with 8 counts of murder, 2 counts of rape, and 2 counts of attempted murder linked to the deaths of 19 people, most of them women. He appeared before Provincial Magistrate Vakai Chikwekwe from his hospital bed at Parirenyatwa Group of Hospitals, where he is receiving treatment. He was asked not to plead and was advised that only the High Court may consider a bail application. Prosecutors allege the offences were committed between April 2024 and December 2025 in Guruwe, Nyakapupu, Vurwi and surrounding areas, involving violent attacks on homes and families. Zwitsha was arrested on January 3, 2026. The matter was remanded to January 19 for formal indictment. Honorable Ostalos Sisiba has strongly criticized the government's introduction of a digital services tax. In a post on X, Sisiba said the tax places an extra burden on ordinary Zimbabweans already facing economic hardship, arguing that it targets workers, vendors, small businesses, and young people who rely on the digital economy to survive. He accused authorities of choosing to raise taxes instead of fixing the economy, restoring public confidence, or tackling corruption. Sisiba described the move as exploitative and called on citizens to organize in response to what he termed poor governance and policy failure. Former Seke constituency MP Honorable Willard Madzimbamuto has criticized a bus stop donated by former Mines Minister Winston Chitando, calling it substandard and embarrassing. In a post on X, Madzimbamuto said he initially thought pictures of the structure circulating on social media were generated by artificial intelligence, only to realize they were real after visiting it yesterday, January 5th, 2026. He said the development reflects poorly on the Second Republic, adding that such projects bring shame to communities. The bus stop images have sparked widespread debate online over the quality of public infrastructure and the commitment of government officials to developmental projects. Thousands of Zimbabweans were arrested at regional border posts during the festive season, underscoring the scale of illegal migration in the region. Zimbabwe's Department of Immigration says 3,640 people were arrested at Beitbridge in December for offenses such as border jumping, touting, and the use of forged travel documents. In South Africa, the army intercepted 1,174 undocumented Zimbabweans at the Groblers Bridge border post in Limpopo shortly after Christmas. Earlier, about 500 more were arrested while attempting to leave South Africa illegally through Botswana. Analysts say the arrests point to deeper challenges, including limited economic opportunities and the high cost of travel documents. They are urging authorities to address these issues to reduce risky and illegal migration across borders. The Zimbabwean government has ordered foreign-owned companies operating in reserved sectors of the economy to submit regularization plans by January 31st. The directive, issued under Statutory Instrument 215 of 2025, affects sectors including retail, transport, advertising, bakeries, estate agencies, and tobacco grading. Authorities say foreign firms must comply with local ownership and investment thresholds, divest or exit the sectors, with existing companies given 3 years to sell at least 75% of their shares to Zimbabweans. Jailed ZANU-PF Central Committee member Mike Chimombe and his associate Moses Mpofu are expected back in the High Court tomorrow. The pair will seek temporary freedom as they apply for leave to appeal against their fraud convictions and prison sentences. Chimombe was sentenced to 12 years, while Mpofu received 17 years. If the courts grant leave, the matter will proceed to the Supreme Court. The abduction of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has triggered reactions across the world, including in Africa. Uganda and Zimbabwe have issued statements condemning the action, saying they will not allow similar events to occur in their countries. Analysts say the responses have drawn attention due to governance and human rights concerns previously raised against both governments. And in news from local communities, a 29-year-old man from Rua has been arrested for allegedly killing his stepfather over a dispute on a maize field. The incident occurred in Mabvazuva on Saturday. Police say George Musekiwa struck 37-year-old Kudakwashi Marangwize on the head with a hoe during an argument. The victim was rushed to Parire Nyatwa Hospital but died shortly after admission. His body is awaiting a post-mortem and investigations are ongoing. Family members expressed shock over the tragedy, saying they still cannot understand why the attack happened. In entertainment news, Zim dancehall singer Shin Soman, aged 37, has been arrested over alleged drug offenses. He is facing charges under the Medicines and Allied Substances Control Act, MASCA, and is currently in custody at Harare Central Police Station. In international news, deposed Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro appeared in a United States court yesterday, facing charges that include drug trafficking and terrorism. He appeared alongside his wife and son, with all three pleading not guilty. The court remanded them in custody to March 17, 2026, while the United Nations has called an emergency session to discuss the situation in Venezuela. And finally, in sports news, Graham Cremer says he is ready to deliver at the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026 after being named in Zimbabwe's squad. The tournament runs from February 7 to March 8 in Sri Lanka and India. Cremer says his current form and spin-friendly conditions will work in his favor. Sikandar Raza will captain the side. Zimbabwe are in Group B with Australia, Ireland, Oman, and Sri Lanka. The first match will be against Oman on February 9 in Colombo. To end the news bulletin, here are the headlines once again. Villagers raise concerns over new levy. Suspected Guruwe serial killer appears in court on 19 murder charges. And Honorable Siziba criticizes government's digital services tax proposal. And that concludes our bulletin for the day. We thank you for listening. From myself, Divine Nambira, and the entire team at Change Radio, we wish you a blessed night.